on the BBC Sounds app, on your smart speaker,
play BBC Radio WM,
and on your radio.
The sound of Birmingham and the Black Country is
BBC Radio WM.
We are now talking about something incredible. This is insane, okay? Because we hear lots of stories of people, you know, cycling from Land's End in Cornwall to John O'Groats in Scotland, okay? It's a trip, it's almost 900 miles long. But a couple from the UK are hoping to become the first ever pair to complete their journey on, get on this, paddleboards, okay? They're in the middle of their trip and recently passed through the Black Country. Now, the journey north is expected to take them 2 to 3 months.
So, guys, this is our first Facebook Live video. Just a quick one, Saturday morning. I think most people will be asleep, but we are back on the water on inflatables, and we are just coming in to Watchet Harbour after 22k. So this is the current state of the sea. A little bit choppy today. It's weird being back out, trying to make do, trying to be on inflatables. We're ferrying cars between ourselves, because in the space of a few days, we've got no hardboards, no support crew. Behind me is Watchet. Don't know if you can see the harbour there.
This is absolutely wild. Like, this is some bucket list kind of stuff. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, Sophie Witter and David Chan joined me this morning on the phone. Morning, guys. Are you okay?
Good morning.
You two are crazy, and I am absolutely all the way there for it.
We've heard that a lot.
This is incredible. I think this is absolutely incredible. When I found out I was talking to you this morning, I was like, oh yes, this is the kind of energy I need in my life. But let me find out, where are you guys at the moment?
We are sat in a canal, well, on the side of a canal, heading it through Manchester today.
Oh,
so
you're quite far already.
In some ways, yes, but we haven't even made it halfway yet. But we keep reminding ourselves. I think Dave did the math yesterday. I think it was like 41% of the way through.
Where's halfway?
It's like a very long way to go.
Where's halfway, Sophie?
Oh, halfway is just on the coast at the Lake District, which should be lovely.
That's going to be beautiful. See, I love the Lake District. So for that, I'm a little bit jealous. I won't lie.
You have to come and wave at us.
Do you know what? I will. I'll tell you what. When will you get to the Lake District?
Oh, about a week's time, if we're lucky. A week to 2 weeks. When we get back out on the sea, the wind is our biggest problem. So we might have some non-paddling days.
This is perfect because I'm climbing Scaffold Pike next Friday. So we'll be in the same area. I'll give you a wave.
We'll have to keep in touch. That sounds amazing.
I'll give you a wave, guys. Drop you a message. I'm like, I'm here. Now, how long has it been so far that you've been doing this?
We started on the 16th of July. We've had 8 bad weather days. 16th of July, so just over a month now.
Wow. I've got to ask this, right? Are you not freezing?
I am. Dave seems to have this ability to not be cold, but we had to wild camp for a few days, actually, as we were leaving kind of Wolverhampton Tessenhall. We had to wild camp for a few days, and I was frozen. And only one day was Dave actually cold.
Wow. Well, Dave, I don't know what you've got going on that's keeping you warm, mate, but Sophie, I feel for you because I feel the cold very easily, and I don't know how you're in the water, you know, all day. And then not, oh gosh, I'd be crying. I'd be absolutely crying. Now, you were just saying there you did a bit of wild camping. So when you're not doing wild camping, generally where are you staying in the evenings?
So we have a camper van, but it depends if we have support crew. So we've been without support crew for about 8-9 days now. We have somebody joining us tomorrow, which will be amazing. And they would normally move the van for us. And then we have a nice toasty camper van to sleep in.
Oh, that's all right then. That's all right. And I bet you appreciate that when it turns up again.
We kind of did. We looked at each other. We're like, it's a bit weird not to be in a tent. And part of us missed it. And then we're like, oh, but it's warm. This is nice.
I love that. It's them simple things like, oh, I can boil the kettle.
Yes,
I have bed sheets. I love it.
I was happy with tea, yeah.
Now, have you been paddleboarding for long? Did you both sort of start at the same time, or is this like a, let's just do this?
Yeah, it's a bit of let's just do this. We've both been paddleboarding a year, so when everyone seemed to take to like the rivers and the lakes last year in lockdown, we started paddleboarding. But people are like, oh, have you got like 6 years experience to be doing this? And we're like, no, we can stand up and we can paddle.
And we've only known each other about 3 months, so.
Wow. Wow. So hang on a minute. You've only known, wait, no. So you were separately, let me figure this out. So you were separately paddleboarding for a year?
Yeah. Yep.
And then you met 3 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we actually met on a paddleboard day through London. It was a great day. And then Sophie always says I slipped into her DMs 2 days later.
David knew what he wanted, slid in the DMs, keeping it smooth.
And then I think we went for a few drinks, started dating about a week later. I was like, do you want a paddleboard from Land's End to John O'Groats?
I said yes, and he was like, no, no, seriously, it's really dangerous now and scary and it's a big thing to do. And I was like, yes.
I love this. This is the kind of life story that in 20 years' time, right, I know you've only been together 3 months, but I've planned the wedding. Okay? I have planned it all. And when the grandkids come, you'll be like, well, Nan and Grandad, how did you meet? Well, we went and broke some records, okay? That's our start of our relationship. That is made to last. If you can survive this, text me the wedding date, okay? Text me the date. Text it to me. But it's like you said, it's been a bit miserable for weather. You've had 8 bad weather days. Yeah. Are you still on the water, even when it's chucking it down? Or, do you, for safety reasons, do you have to kind of get off and camp out somewhere?
On the canals, we kind of go with any weather. So, yeah, so we've been hiding under trees or just paddling through the rain. On the sea, it's more about the wind. If the wind's offshore, it gets dangerous and obviously can push us out right into the middle of the sea. So then we have to basically say that day is not a paddling day, just to be safe.
Y'all are wild. Y'all are wild. I love it. Does it feel weird? This is probably the dumbest question you've probably ever been asked. But does it feel weird, right, when it's raining and you're in the water as well? Like, because obviously you're on the water and you might get a bit wet, but then you're actually getting soaked anyway, so does it matter? Do you know what I mean? Is it a weird feeling?
Sometimes it doesn't matter that much because you're wearing neoprene, so you're getting, like, a little bit wet on the toes and everything already. So it's just, like, extra water, if that makes any sense.
I get it. No, I kind of get it because the question itself was weird anyway.
No, it's good, but Dave doesn't really like the rain. He gets grumpy, whereas I love it and I swim when it's raining. But yeah, no, not a dumb question at all.
Oh, are you guys carrying all like your gear as well?
It depends. So when we have the camper van, no, we just carry lots of yummy food and some warm layers with us. And then when we were wild camping, yes, we had our tent of food for like 4 days with us and lots of really heavy stuff. And that's also when we had the locks as well. So that was an interesting couple of days.
Where do you put it? How big is this paddleboard? Is it like, you know, a sort of Jack and Rose situation, like type of paddleboard? Or, you know, is it smaller? Like, where are you putting all this stuff?
So we have our own paddleboard, so we're not tandem paddling together. So, okay. Yeah, we've got our own there. The general ones you get are about 11 foot long. Ours are 14 foot. So
oh, wow.
It's a 60-litre bag, quite nicely.
Oh, lovely. And do you just, like, secure it on and it just stays in place?
Yeah, there's, like, bungee cords at the top, so it just slips under the bungee.
Right.
And then... yeah, we've had some carabiners, but apparently I'm not allowed to use carabiners, so mine has been confiscated.
Have you ever fell off the board where you've been paddleboarding? Just like, on, I don't know, on a windy day or something, just bloop, off to the water?
Oh, on the sea, yes. We haven't on the canal, touch wood yet, but on the sea, there's been quite a few splashes.
And when people see you, what is their reaction to you? Because, I mean, it's not every day you see two people just casually paddleboarding through the canals.
Yeah, we get a lot of, oh, we thought you were walking on water. Quite a few people.
Out here giving it the Jesus effect.
Exactly. I was like, the first thing I would be doing is turning water into wine, to be honest. But
I am with you, Sophie. I am then, so with you.
And then the other thing we get is people like, how far are you going? And we're like, John O'Groats. And they're like, yeah, right. And start laughing at us.
Well, when you make it.
This is it. And the most amazing thing, actually, is we've got a lot of donations and had some really lovely and friendly people along the towpath. So that's been fantastic.
Oh, good, good. Now, you just said there, Sophie, that you're, you know, you're raising money for charity. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so we've got, we started off with a whole list of charities, about 20 different ones, and even had a little joke moment about starting our own. But we've got one each, and mine is Wilderness Foundation. And they are a mental health charity that offer traditional therapy, but also get people outdoors, hiking, camping, canoeing. And that's close to my heart because I myself suffer with depression and anxiety. So I really wanted to support a charity that could help people. And then Dave, do you want to talk about yours?
Yeah, R&L Lifeboats, who obviously save lives at sea, provide all the lifeguards around the beaches in the UK. Just thought, with what we're doing, obviously we're putting ourselves at risk, but calculated risk. And they do such a fantastic job. I can't think of anything bigger than saving somebody's life.
That's incredible. Both of your charities are amazing, and I can fully understand why you would choose them. But also, to go along with the joke of starting a charity for yourself, charity starts at home, baby. Do you know what I mean? Live your best life. Now, of course, you passed through the West Midlands. So what was it like?
It was so beautiful. And would you know what? The people were so friendly. We actually ended up staying with a couple just outside of Wolverhampton, Tettenhall Wells. And we were paddling past. We had a chat with them. So we were looking for somewhere to stay. And they're like, oh, come in to what we called Castle Duane at the end. And yeah, they fed us. They watered us. Well, they watered Dave more than myself. Somebody had a bit of a sore head the next morning. And then they're like, oh, don't get in your tent, don't be silly, sleep on the sofa bed. But it was beautiful. And as I say, everyone was so friendly. It was lovely.
That's amazing. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Us West Midlands lot, we're a friendly bunch of people. We'll talk to anybody. Honest to God, we will. And it's like, it doesn't shock me that these people just went, ah, just crash on the sofa. Come and drink some wine with us. That sounds like a typical West Midlander. Won't lie. Love it. But guys, before I do let you go, because I don't want to keep it too long, because I'm aware that you've still got to keep going and you've stopped to have a chat with us. So how can people track your journey and also find out more?
Yeah, so we're on our website, www.suppitandsea.uk. That's got links to donations. It's also got a tracking on there. And we're on Instagram and Facebook with Suppit and Sea.
Oh, guys, incredible, incredible stuff. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your journey. And as I told you, if you can make it through this, I want to hear from you at the end because I'm now invested in your story. Okay.
So I
want to hear from you when this is done. Like, reach out to me, either be it on social media or through WM. I want to hear how you get on. And like I said, if you make this and you do it, I'll plan the wedding. Okay.
We'll definitely reach out to you either way, but we want a picture of you at Scarfell as well.
Oh, amazing. I absolutely will send you one, guys. Thank you so much for coming on. And let me let you go so you can carry on. You're going to be amazing. Keep smashing it. What you're doing is incredible and so, so important. Oh, the lovely Sophie Witter and David Chant there. Oh, or if I have it my way, it'll be Sophie and David Chant. What incredible people. Paddleboards across the UK. Do you know what I mean? That is wild. I heard about people cycling. You know, that's sort of the thing that people do, isn't it? It's like, let's go cycle some crazy lengths. But to paddleboard it, you have to be a different level of A, madness, B, brave. You know what I mean? It's amazing, but please go and check out their journey because I'm already invested. And they've been doing it about a month now. They've probably got anything between 6 weeks to 2 months left to go. And I just think this is amazing. I absolutely love it. So if you're as invested as I am, I massively want to hear from you, okay? And would you ever do something like this is what I want to know. Would you ever actually just go, do you know what? Like they did. Do you want to come and do this after dating for a week? Yeah, okay then. Live your best life. Love it.
On the BBC Sounds app. On your smart speaker.
Play BBC Radio WM.
And on your radio.
The sound of Birmingham and the Black Country is
BBC Radio WM.